This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There was a decorated co-host with a mic of gold that spoke weekly to a chipmunk who's old and logged episodes of advice that they have told a Casanova in his own time. But on the eve of your promotion or your second date, the old co-host was locked into discussion so heated in debate with a frail uncle who struggled to find the word he muttered to earn the turdy. So email, if I were you, the podcast, these two Jews will outlast your sophomore year relationship. You said I love you too fast, so they've put you on blast right before this Squarespace ad.
Whoa. Damn, what a cover. The General?
Yeah, by Dispatch.
Dispatch, that's right. Oh yeah, major song for me in college.
Yeah, it was just a late 90s, early 2000s, 20-ish year old white dude vibes from that song.
Yeah, you gotta believe I learned to play the opening notes on an acoustic guitar, and that was enough to make everyone think I knew the full song.
Yeah.
So like, you're fucking around on a guitar, and you're like, oh yeah, then that's all you need. So it's like, oh, do you know the whole song? It's like, yeah, but I got a jet.
That song was such a specific song. Like, nothing came before or after from Dispatch, and this was just like a one-off song about the General. And it's like,
yeah,
everyone knew this song, and then it all went away.
I remember like downloading full Dispatch songs on Morpheus or Kazaa. Or yeah. Full Dispatch albums. And I liked other songs from the albums, but definitely none of them had the staying power.
It was that song, and I already forget the band, but the the song.
You're thinking
was...
OAR Crazy Game of Poker, right?
I was thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
It was another one-off white boy song that what happened since or before OAR.
Yeah, I really don't know.
It was a crazy
game of poker. I lost it all.
Oh, wow. Dispatch was OAR.
They're the same, right?
Yeah, I guess every 4 years they reinvented themselves, became a new band, released one song, and it disappeared.
But then you have a band like Guster and Dave Matthews who just hit after hit after hit, they just kept coming.
Yeah,
you can't name a bad Guster song.
I guess it's one thing to come up with a good song and another thing to just like be able to do it for years and years and multiple songs and multiple albums.
Yeah, yeah. Not easy.
Three Doors Down, Superman.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they moved on to, I think, just performing at the RNC and stuff.
that's unfortunate. But what is fortunate is we did get a red wave.
Yes. Congratulations, I wanted to say, on the red wave.
The R's picked up three seats.
Waiting for. A lot of them are too close to call still, but that's only because there's
leading.
Massive voting fraud. And I'm wondering why. Well, obviously the Republicans won in some states where there was no voter fraud, but then the Democrats are winning in states where there's just widespread.
Yeah, voter fraud.
Something's amiss. Yeah, something is not right there.
It is cool that these midterm elections are like the first kind of widespread failures of Trump to get candidates elected. I sort of have I'd given up hope that that was a possibility.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a good thing. It seems like Trump has his own special brand and people like him, but anyone that he thinks is cool, people don't like.
Right. So like Dr. Oz.
It's, right. It's basically just Trump and no one else can do it. But still not great. Still not great.
It a lot seems of them like, are I mean, very close, but yeah, it's good that it's close yeah. in a way where Dr. Oz loses by a little bit instead of wins.
Totally. But this things can, I mean, they could still get control of the House and the Senate. That's oh, possible. For sure. It's in
yeah.
play.
No, yeah.
So like a narrow victory is just as bad, maybe not just as bad, but also bad.
Yeah. Herschel Walker has to go down. That's mm-hmm. the last domino to drop. I was thinking yeah. that if we were making Jake and Amir's as regularly as we used to, Elon Musk buying Twitter would be a very funny episode as well.
Yeah. Well, we can and should shoot another.
Okay, cool. So I have the opening so far.
What do you have?
It's me walking in a cap and gown.
Okay.
And I go, da, 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 Elon, da, 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 Musk.
Okay.
That's it. Are you, that's all I have so far.
So you're a Musk fan in the
I'm
end?
A Musk stan. Yes. Yeah. And I got a cap and gown to celebrate or right. something like that.
Yeah, because usually you don't like internet strongmen. You're against like Mark Zuckerberg, but yes. you're pro Elon.
Exactly. Because he's sort of an outsider. And he was able to get me verified for $8 a month. Right. So I'm sort of excited about that prospect.
Yeah, I guess the American character would have like several verified Twitter accounts that you were paying for.
Now all my troll bots are verified on Twitter, so I can right. start little mini
they can't go
fires.
Ignored.
Yeah. They're all must-haves.
Must-haves. You would run a troll farm. That's something your character would have done.
I'm in charge of 10,000 Bangladeshi tweeters. Who are responsible of disseminating misinformation at my whim.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Careful or I might get them to dox your ass.
We did, in Jake and Amir canon, you stormed the Capitol, right? Did we talk about that in one of the latest ones? I can't remember.
Yeah, it would be funny if I was there and got like locked in a porta potty or I just like followed the crowd and people right. treated me you as were... a pinata.
Yeah, you. It seems like you wouldn't have like gone there on purpose, but like accidentally got swept up in the entire thing.
Yeah, the craze. But I twisted my ankle trying to scale a wall. Help me, brothers. And for the rest of the afternoon, I was used as some sort of ladder.
You got stuck in a window and people yeah. used you to climb up and climb in.
You know Rapunzel's hair? Yeah, so that was my leg, taint, and crotch.
Dude. I was climbed raw 30 ways from Sunday.
I was treated like a rope by the alt-right. How is that all right?
There you go. Yeah, it's writing itself.
We'll do it for the January 6th anniversary.
Oh, perfect. That's probably around the next time we're going to shoot.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, but this is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web, hosted mm-hmm. by us. I'm Amir.
I am Jake.
And we're not just going to talk politics, okay? We're also going to talk about other governmental issues.
Nice.
Oh, you know what?
Let's talk about small government.
Yeah, local elections. How'd it go in New York City?
New York, I think the big one was the governor's race. Hochul versus Zeldin.
Yeah.
She won. The Democrat beat out the kind of like Nazi sympathizer guy that she ran against. But there was a lot of movement to the Republic. Like a lot of districts went like red. They
oh, right. In New York, right? Like on Long Island and stuff.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, there's still a Democratic majority.
I read this funny tweet. Let me see if I can. Oh, yeah. Here we go. from Ben Rosen. I don't even know who this person is, so don't at me. But he said, every race is like, the Democrat has a narrow 50.1 to 49.9 lead over Republican challenger Gunch Hitler, who ran on a platform of exploding everyone. That's how it felt last night.
Yeah, yeah. That is kind of, all of the Democrats eked out a victory.
Over people against, who are like, openly yeah,
against the worst seeming people in the world. Yeah.
They were just bad enough. If only they just didn't do one more evil thing, they would have won by 312 votes.
Yeah, it seems crazy. It's everyone, it seems like they would have had an easy time winning, but
they had to question the election results, I guess.
Yeah.
Which... they had to think the insurrection wasn't that bad. Here's an advice question from a Berkeley EDU email address.
Let's hear it.
Holy shit, a fellow golden bear.
Good man.
We'll call this lady Oski, our mascot, Oski the Bear. I come to you with a question as a 20-year-old college student. My current boyfriend and I have been dating for a few months now, and everything is going great. He treats me very well. And even though it's really early into the relationship, we've talked about our future long-term post-graduation marriage, how he wants to raise a family, etc. My problem arises with this. I noticed his semen is very watery, like way more watery than any previous partner of mine. He doesn't seem to be aware of this. After a brief research, I found that it might be a sign of infertility. Yikes. I know that I'm a long ways away from even needing to think about this, but it's been on my mind a lot, especially since we talk about the future so much. I know that you guys will advise me not to bring it up, but if I did, how should I tell him? How do you even bring up your fertility concerns in a casual way? In what situation could I bring this topic up? Maybe there's some sort of help I can get him? If that's all too boring, what would be the funniest way to bring it up? I've been a fan of you guys for forever now, and even used my school email, Berkeley, to write this in hopes of to give me some priority since Amir, our most notable alum, went there. Holy smokes. Wow. Yeah.
You think you're the most notable alum?
That's a good question. Who else is there, really? I mean, it's either me or Aaron Rodgers.
Didn't that guy that sings She Bangs?
Yeah, William Hung is up there for sure. William Hung. Jason Kidd, one of the best point guards in NBA history. I don't That's know about true. Other celebrities, though. Notable right. alumni. Marshawn Lynch, he's got to be up there. Anyway.
All of them after you, obviously.
That is from, we'll call her, Oski.
Okay, sweet, Oski. How viscous or watery is your seed? Sorry, if that's a personal question, but let's...
You know Thin Lizzy?
Yeah.
I have Thin Jizzy. So nice. Mine is not unlike low, non-fat skim milk.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Borderline. It could be mistaken for urine if it weren't so cloudy.
I see. Interesting. So it's
it looks like a lemonade. It looks like lemonade faucet coming out. Quite
so it's yellow. Are you sure it's not pee? Because it could.
You said it looks like lemonade. My cum is pre-cum. I don't have cum. I have pre-cum. I have cum, which is not just pre-cum, and post-coital cum, which is just more of this almost clear. Almost like when you walk onto the
you basically only premature
shore.
Ejaculate, right?
Exactly. You it's cloudy
come
like
quick
the sand
in a steady stream
coming out of a clear beach. So it's almost completely translucent, slightly luminescent, but ultimately I'm infertile, not unlike this guy.
Cool. I wonder. Like to me, I feel like so often. Things like this are like, it could be a sign of infertility, and that's like a 0.01% chance or something. Like, I wonder, basically,
you
like
question the medical.
Or I mean, I'm sure it's like it's yes, it could be a sign, but it also could be a sign of many other things, your diet, etc.
How much water you drink,
right? So maybe it's too much to jump directly to. Infertility.
Let's see. Thick semen usually results from a higher than normal concentration of sperm. High sperm concentration often indicates that you're able to more likely impregnate a female partner. Wow. So
okay,
I guess I guess well, she's spot on in that
right
regard. No. Oh, here's a good question. What counts as thick? It's tough because you can't really. How can you? How do you quantify thickness? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Viscosity. Well,
when I nut, it's dense. It's like a marble.
Almost,
it's basically,
yeah.
I pass a kidney stone every time.
Yours is syrup that you left outside to harden into sort of amber glue.
Yeah. Jurassic Park style.
there's a mosquito often in it. Yes. Yeah. Prehistoric.
And it is dino DNA.
Dino DNA is the worst thing to call your own semen. Here comes dino DNA.
The dino
That's when
DNA.
A really old person comes, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. It's this is a tough one. I wouldn't bring it up, but she's asking us the best way to bring it up.
I think this type of thing, I always advocate for pretending like you just noticed. So next time you see his coming, it's like, wow, that's pretty watery. Is
that's
like
thinner
normal?
Than usual for you, even not even because it's fine usually, but I just noticed that it's
what's
thin
going on
now.
There. I wonder if anything's going on, and then you kind of have you help him to question the seed, and then that moves into oh, I was just helping. You know, you weren't like you aren't the person being like what? Hey, something is wrong with your cum.
Yeah,
she's like you just say. What's up with it?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything's wrong. I'm just curious about it. And then he says, now I think something's wrong and
I'll look
it
into
out.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly. It's so much, you know, the Incubus song, it's so much better. So it's so much wetter when everyone is thin. Are you thin? Maybe she turns it into this sort of like a Weird Al-esque science song.
Yeah. I have no idea what song that is, that Incubus song. Yeah.
I think it's called Are You In or something.
That's cool.
Yeah, we were talking about white musicians earlier. I thought you were on board, but...
Yeah. I mean,
Brandon,
what's
his name?
Incubus also, to me, only has one song. It's that Pardon Me While I Burst song.
Pardon me while I burst.
Burst. Yeah.
Who's that guy? Brandon something?
I mean, if we're talking about white musicians, it seems like his name would be Brandon. Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon Boyd. I remember that because Avital had a huge crush on him growing up, and he followed her on TikTok. Whoop-de-woo.
Really? Is that okay with you?
It's fine. I mean, they're coffee buddies now, so what can I do to stop that? He can follow whoever he wants.
What do you mean, coffee buddies?
They started a little club, like a daily coffee tea thing, and they text and Snapchat.
That seems so excessive.
She got Snapchat for him. He's vegan. Like, so
is it possible that he's like... Are they hooking up is what I'm saying? Because, like, I think
he's European because they do, like, smooch a little bit.
I'm wondering if they're hooking
dates.
Up. Yeah. I'm wondering if he's fucking your girlfriend because...
when everyone is
I wouldn't sing a song. I wouldn't sing a song if I were you because he's cuckolding
him too much
you.
Credit.
Yeah. He's made a cuckold of you, Blumenfeld. Avital is getting a daily
kind of a
coffee
cool
with
guy.
Him. They're Twice exchanging pleasantries on multiple apps.
Snapchat, yeah.
Snaps? That screams of nudes. It reeks.
They have B-Real.
Of cyber.
They have a B-Real relationship. And they actually Marco Polo each other, if you can imagine.
Wow, that's too much. It's too much.
She has a fucking burner because she's afraid that I'll see all the apps they communicate on.
Yeah.
God damn it. What? I mean, just looking at him, he aged really well, too. So he's sort of like...
What's his
thin,
last name?
Long gray hair. Brandon Boyd.
Okay.
Brandon Charles Boyd.
Brandon Boyd.
And yes, he has a sleeve. You know he has a sleeve. You didn't even have to bring up the fact that he has a sleeve.
Right. Pardon me while I burst into Amir's girlfriend.
Flame. All right, so you would bring it up in a way that's like, hey, I just realized, whoa, this is an interesting thing right now.
What's
I
up
haven't
with that?
Been thinking about it.
I think that's what I would do. I think that's what I would do.
Okay.
But I don't know how long they've been dating. Because, like...
Also, why does it fully matter, really? Like, does she want him to do something about it? Is there something you can do about it? Or is it just, like...
That is the other... If there's not anything he can do about it, then it's kind of like, yeah, I wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah, it says, like, wear loose-fitting pants and underwear, maintain a healthy body weight, reduce alcohol, quit smoking.
Oh, so there are things.
To thicken it up.
Yeah. You can take supplements, I bet. Hell, maybe if you ate my jizz as a daily vitamin, that would work.
Let's take a break.
Let's.
You should sit in that for a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's not going to obviously eat your jizz. Like,
let's take a break. Vitamin. You said it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
We'll be back after these messages.
All right, nice.
For sure.
For sure.
It was a crazy game of poker.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right. You
just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Aunt Lester, the fight.
Yeah. You and I both do. We both do, right?
Yeah, well, mine is to not get the booster. Yours is to get the booster. So right. We can sort of discuss both sides.
We're talking about the same thing, at least.
Yes, we're talking about... Actually, you can get a flu shot and a booster now. And it's just a good reminder because a lot of people are... mm-hmm. You're able to get these things and they're free and... whether or not it prevents you getting the COVID or the flu depends on a whole litany of factors, but it should help how your body reacts to it if you do get it. So you'll probably get a milder version of COVID if you do.
Yeah. Think about how much you wanted the vaccine when they weren't available and try to apply that to now, because now they're everywhere. You can walk in just about any place and get them. Before, you had to wait weeks.
Yeah. Sign up. Try to maybe lie. But, I think I'm over 50. I think I'm immunocompromised. Yeah. Now it's
but nothing's
like,
changed.
Who
they
wants
still
it?
Save you.
Who wants
they still
it?
Save you from from dying from COVID. So that's good. Yeah. So go for that.
Protect yourself for free. I mean, did you have any side effects? I felt a little icky the next day, but ultimately fine.
I did not, but I haven't had any side effects. But I also heard that having side effects means that you're like building more antibodies or something. So
you know, that makes sense because my side effects have been bad, but I haven't gotten COVID.
Interesting. Yeah, and
so
I haven't
the sickest
had
I've
any
been,
side effects.
The sickest I've been was from the side effects, but those go away after like 12 hours.
Interesting.
But very I'm going to test that theory this weekend in Las Vegas.
Cool. Yeah, keep us posted.
So I'm just going to go whole hog, full throttle, and see if this vaccine is going to do anything. And then if I don't get sick, you'll know that it was true. My word.
You're
was
going
bond.
To a rave, right?
I'm going to a Dave.
A Dave
rave.
A Dager.
A Dager. A
That's
32
awesome.
Degree, high plains, freezing cold, silent disco.
You earned it. You earned it, man. 2 years of not doing
Burning Man.
Anything. Yeah.
But after
inside.
Burning Man.
Right. You're going to a re-entry party.
I went to those once in San Francisco. Everybody came back and were talking
Why did
weird
you go
and dressed weird. I think my brother was invited and we just like went to a restaurant / bar where it was a re-entry party.
Yeah. The re-entry parties. I don't understand how people were able to do that. There's like parties leading up. There's parties leading up to Burning Man. And then after Burning Man, you need to have the re-entry parties because you can't just go cold turkey back to the real world. But like, how do you have several weeks to just party nonstop?
Yeah, it's like going on a bachelor party and partying for an entire weekend and then coming back on partying on Monday night. It's like, aren't you tired?
Right.
They're not as tired as the thing. They actually gain energy from the parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you ever go back to Burning Man?
I would. It'd be a different experience, so I think I would.
But you're ever intrigued enough to like look at the rates and the schedule and anything, or you would need somebody else
no.
to push you?
I think I would need like a group of people are going and they're like going for the first time and they invite me and I am like, oh yeah, I'll go too. I would need a lot of people going and then I would be into it.
That's
but I
cool.
don't think I would like, I wouldn't try to muster anybody to go back.
Yeah. Who did you go with?
It was me, Rosie, Nick Rad, Nick's wife. And then my girlfriend at the time. And her friend and her friend's boyfriend. I think that
at
was the
time,
whole crew. Yeah.
You got to get them back together.
You think
at
so?
At least a WhatsApp thread to share some photos.
The old crew.
Hey, finally like back to civilization. I know it's been 9+ years. But
yeah. I feel like they're all like married to other people now. So it'd be super weird.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could
but
see
would
that
you go? Question. Would you want to go with me? I would go if you went.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course I wouldn't want to go. How dare you? What if I get a headache?
Yeah, you barely want to go. There's no gambling. That's the issue.
Yeah, there's not even money.
Yeah.
You gamble with hugs.
They say there's no money, but you can spend money there.
Not
there's
really.
A way. Yeah. Coffee is the only thing that's for sale in the center of the playa.
Caffeine.
But they sell it. Yeah, they sell it. They take your cash.
I actually wouldn't mind going there and setting up this like mobile Phil's coffee / Pete / Starbucks situation.
A Starbucks situation.
Apple Pay.
Yeah.
So you bring like a cold brew on tap and then all of a sudden you're kind of like this coffee god. You make like a shit ton of cash.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do stuff like that. They bring food, they bring drinks, but the idea is that that's the gift giving.
Right. So my competitive advantage in that
would
regard
be
that
your
is
shit
that
is for sale.
Yeah, keep your gifts. All I want is
you give me the gift of cash.
Yes, and I feel the gratitude from that, and I turn it into, I don't know, a little smoothie stand when I get back to the real world or some shit. It doesn't really matter what I plan on doing with the money. I can have like a little shack next to a taco stand that says like Amir's Smoothies or something. And I need like $50,000 for like,
this isn't a very well thought out business.
I'm just saying like part of a parking lot or some shit and like just blend fruit and sell it for $8.95 for 12 ounces or $10.95 for 16. And we'll call it like Amir's special smoothies or something like that. And
why
like,
do you why are you so fixated on this?
No, I'm just saying I don't fucking need the money, but if I came into some cash, I would probably try to fart out this weird side hustle slash business I've been thinking about for a little
That's bit. You selling smoothies at Burning Man?
No. Once I'm back in California to lease or rent out part of a parking lot next to a taco truck that says Amir's Smoothies. Okay. And I'm able to sort of piggyback off the success of a pretty popular truck or business. Why is that weird or disgruntled?
Because you have a bigger opportunity for success doing anything else. You're a comedian, you're a writer, you could try to sell a TV show, you could try to create another podcast, you run a company.
A show about the smoothies might not be a bad idea.
Is it? Because it's not a good business idea.
Smoothies? What if I invented Jamba Juice? But what if I reinvented Jamba Juice? Would you say, if Jamba Juice didn't exist and I came up with this business basically called Jamba Juice, I bet you'd be like, that's a stupid idea, right?
Yeah, probably. Because it isn't anything, because you didn't come up with any business. You're saying, I'll have a smoothie company or I'll have a smoothie store and call it Jamba Juice. But you don't like.
By the way, Jamba Juice was basic as shit. My smoothies are insane.
Jamba Juice, fine. You think that your recipes are what's going to differentiate.
Yes,
you.
Exactly. So basically, like what you're getting from my smoothie store is so unique that you can't help but talk to your friends about it or write about it.
What
are
you getting? What's on the menu? Give me a couple smoothies.
Easy.
Sure.
Blue Corn Moon.
That's a name. That's just
of a smoothie. That's blue spirulina, corn, bananas, cheese curds, peanut butter. Granola.
Sounds
cacao nibs. Actually.
It sounds awful.
And whey
that's
protein.
Blue corn mode. Okay. So it has basically, it's got a cacao nib. That's the chocolate taste. It's got peanut butter. It has cheese curds and it has corn.
Well, corn, yeah. Just
what's
for
the base?
The texture.
What's the base?
The base is either, and you can basically do this with any base. Like it doesn't matter. It's either water or hemp milk.
Okay. And that's the only options? You only have water or hemp milk? You don't have almond milk? You don't have soy? You don't have juice? Some people like apple juice. Not at first. So you have corn and cheese curds, but no
That's just one
milk.
Of them. But like imagine the Instagram ability
have
blue smoothie.
Oat milk.
Or a purple smoothie.
It would taste bad because it has cheese curds and peanut butter. Give me another. That's Blue Corn Moon. Is there any other smoothie on the menu? Because you said the smoothie. Okay, go ahead.
Everybody loves raisin.
Everybody loves raisin. A pun on everybody loves raven?
No, everybody loves Raymond, actually. But it's not really a pun. It's just parallel thinking.
Yeah, that's so raisin would have been the other.
It's actually not bad either.
Right. What's in that one?
What's in that so raisin? That's grapes, avocado oil, grape seed, grapes, cacao nibs, of course.
Yeah, of course.
hemp milk, chia seeds or chia seeds, depending on which part of LA you're from. Oh, and then soda or pop, depending on where in America you're from. And then...
That's a different base, by the way. You said you only had milk or you had water or hemp milk, but now you can do pop.
And rice, I was going to say, to thicken
cooked
it.
Rice?
Yes, cooked rice, blended up real nice. Too thick. So it's almost like a frothy kind of raisiny, like if you've ever had like
rice.
Have you ever had like Iranian food?
So it's rice, grapes, soda, and cacao nibs.
Avocado oil, cacao nibs. Rice, yeah. Grapes, you said, cacao nibs, you said. And
what's in the blue corn moon again? Just if you're building the menu, I think you should be able to rattle that off.
That one's blue spirulina, which is very expensive and makes things kind of cool. Corn?
Yeah.
So right off the bat, it's blue corn. And then yeah. Cheese curds, peanut butter, the base, which is either hemp milk or water, granola and cacao nibs. A lot of it is cacao nib forward. And then
yeah.
There's only one other smoothie, and it's the black.
It shouldn't be cacao nib forward, by the way. Those are just more of a garnish. Yeah, like I wouldn't make that.
The last smoothie is black.
There's only three?
Yeah. The last smoothie is black or white.
Okay.
So have
like
you seen
the Michael Jackson song?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So have you seen like charcoal ice cream where it's like really black that you get like charcoal to like infuse into the thing and it looks black basically?
Yeah.
So it's like that, or you can get it without that. So it's black or white. And it's that one is rice, corn, cacao nibs. oat milk.
That's a new base. That's a different base.
What did I say?
You said originally your base options were water or hemp milk. Then you added pop, and now you've added oat milk.
Well, oat milk just for the black or white. And then banana, whatever, normal shit. Banana, potatoes, whatever is white.
Potatoes.
Parsnips.
So
everything that's like a white.
And it can be, so it's either a white smoothie or you add the charcoal and that makes it black.
Right. And charcoal.
But none of these will taste.
$3.
Don't focus. You're focused on the
about
wrong
pricing.
Yeah.
What are the sizes? I am very concerned about pricing. 9 or 13 ounces.
9 or 13 ounces? They don't make cups in that sizes, I don't think.
I'd have to get a 10 and a 14.
And okay.
Downshift, basically leave an ounce off. So it looks a little empty at the top.
Yeah. How much are you charging? Because you said three.
Hmm? I said $7.99 for a small and $13.99 for a large.
I don't remember that. Okay. That's
pretty
cheap. Yeah, that's not very expensive for
for
a smoothie. And I'm wondering then, where are you sourcing your corn? Where are you getting your rice? The cacao nibs. What's your price per pound on the nibs?
If this is like an actual
pitch
where like you're thinking of investing, I'll let you know. Otherwise, it's not worth it for me to like waste my energy and effort.
I didn't realize you were seeking
shit.
Investment. You didn't say any of that. So what does my money get me?
For $50,000,
okay,
you get the kit and caboodle.
What percentage?
Whole hog. 100%.
I own the whole company.
I work for you. I'm your whatever. I won't even do smoothies if that's true. I just need the cash. And
you
I'm
need
looking
a job.
Cash.
You're asking, this is a job interview.
I really just need 50 grand to start my dream side hustle.
why did you spend so much time thinking about this one?
That was to get me to the from A to B.
To get my foot in the door. Okay. What's your dream side hustle?
The corn dog truck idea that I had.
But don't say this idea that I like
the different batters with the different wieners. You know the fucking idea. I fucking told you this shit before offline.
That
I feel weird
sound,
saying it, right?
That does sound familiar.
Yeah, because it's like, you can have different batters and different wieners. But I don't want to like get in too much into it because I feel like someone can jack that.
That's an actual idea that you had, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it could be blue corn with chicken apple sausage or something.
Most of your smoothies, the ingredients sounded like they were batter for a hot dog.
Yeah, one thing sort of feeds into the next, kind of like
you basically just added spirulina and cacao nibs to what I think is like a batter recipe. Yeah, cornmeal. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So like if people are already hooked on the smoothies, which hopefully they are, one thing will lead to another, and then it's like,
why don't you just try to start? It's don't make this weird bet on smoothies because you think that's a more viable business. Just pitch the business that you are passionate about, that you actually
sausages wanna... and batter. Yeah,
yeah.
Have you been to Wurst Kooch downtown?
Of course, of
so
course.
They have like really cool sausages, right? But they don't really have much batter,
right?
And have you been to like a batter restaurant or something like that? That they have good batter, but they don't really have the sausages.
I don't get your pitch different because I've been to a good sausage place. I've never been to a batter place, like. The angle shouldn't be that these two things exist separately and they should be together. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of more innovative than that, basically.
Right. It's like the pitch is like, what's your favorite part about going to the town fair? It's the corn dogs. And I wish I could get them year round, but I can't eat out of a stand at a carnival every single day.
Yeah.
You have to make it gourmet. And how do you do that?
How do you do that?
You hire May.
Who's May?
That's like a slant rhyme on me because they have to get gourmet. Or you say it has to be gourmet, and to get that, you'd hire me.
Interesting. Okay. Would we have to wear the weird ass shit that they make you put on at Hot Dog on a Stick?
A uniform?
Yeah, like the hat. They wear the weird hat and shit. They have like a weird hat, like a fucking apron and weird bibs and stuff like that. Like I'm all for safety. Like I don't want to get burned in the truck.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have to wear weird shit like a bow tie or something like that.
The only thing you would have to, so you wear a chin strap because that's how you dip the dog. You have the dog dangling off the chin.
Almost like a Family Feud style physical challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So you can serve everybody with a smile. Like, people watching on video can see what I'm doing. But
right, we should say you can watch this on YouTube. Yeah, but basically, okay. Jake is smiling and pantomiming, dipping his face sausage, which is batter, attached to his chin, into the batter, which is searing hot.
Yeah.
But I guess it stops at the stick, so you wouldn't have to necessarily get too close to your chin.
Right. Yeah, ideally you're not putting your chin into the batter. I'm sure it happens from time to time, but...
Small price today for service with a smile.
Yes, exactly right.
That's why it's called Smile Dogs or something like that.
Smile Dogs is actually really good.
Chin Dogs or something.
Chin Dogs is also pretty fun.
Even Blue Corn Dogs or something.
Right, Blue Corn Smile could work.
I really just need 50 grand.
Can I have a check for 50,000? Have I been here long enough?
I really just need that check. Actually, if you guys are listening at home, you can PayPal me if you want to own the smoothie business.
Nice.
And then we can talk if you're more interested.
What's your PayPal?
I think it's just my phone number.
Yeah, which is, can you just give everyone your phone number?
It should be online somewhere if you go to... The Better Business Bureau.
Right.
Wanted list.
Whitepages.com. You can reverse name search.
Yeah. My real name, of course.
Right.
Andy Blumenthal.
Right.
Before it was changed for show business.
Yeah. Might as well. Josh Gurevich.
At Ellis Island / William Morris. Behest. All right, let's take one more break, thank one more sponsor, come back and answer another question, for Christ's sakes. This isn't just about our cockamamie schemes.
Woohoo!
BRB.
Yep.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth.
it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Yep.
All right. We got a question about neighbors hating me.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors. We'll call this guy Ned Flanders.
Good shit. Heidi Ho Neighborino.
Writes, I, 27 male, have had a problem, but it doesn't have anything to do with sex or relationships. Everything is going fine for me in that department. I'm happily married with kids. So my wife and I just bought a new house in June, and it seems like every single one of my neighbors on the street automatically hated us the second we moved in.
Interesting.
Basically, what happened was the first month we lived here, our house got a small amount of groundwater in the basement, but the house was designed for that, so it has some pump built in.
The sump pump.
Sump pump. The issue my neighbors had was that the sump pump pumps water back into the back alley, and they did not like having a wet back alley for some reason. Four people called the town on me, and my neighbor directly to my left never spoke to me after I said hi right to his face. He also drives on my lawn to park his car in front of my house, but I obviously can't say anything to him because he already hates me. It sucks that they're all so angry with me, but my only other option would be to flood my basement. It's November now and the water is long gone, but they seem pissed. What's a guy to do? Thanks. Wow. I mean, neighbors are tough because you don't know what you're getting in a neighbor. It could be anybody. Like, think about like anybody in your city you can just live right next to. What are the odds of it being a normal person?
Totally. There's people that are kind of wacky, like down our block, but they could easily just live right next door to me.
Right.
And I like my neighbors on both sides. They're both
that's good.
They're all different, and like they're fun in their own ways. You know?
Yeah.
All characters.
I have some neighbors that are very friendly. I'm more of like a keep your head down, smile and nod. I'm not like a hey, how's it going? Yeah, blah 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 blah. Oh my god, that's so cool. Like
yeah.
I think a lot of them are starting to get together and like have like little community groups. So maybe I am the asshole neighbor to them.
You just might just be quiet. I think I'm in between you and the like I will chat with my neighbors and we always say we're going to get together. And then nobody ever makes that move, which I think is the appropriate amount. That feels fine to me.
Yeah, you don't want to actually hang out with these neighbors, do you?
They're pleasant. They're great to run into. I wonder, and I guess, you know, it'd be fun to hang out with some neighbors every once in a while because you could just talk shit about other neighbors, which could be fun.
Yeah. And I will say that it is helpful, like, sometimes when, like, something is going wrong with a specific part of your street to, like...
Yeah.
Be able to like discuss, oh, do you see this tree that fell? Oh, wow, there's a fucking coyote infestation here. Oh, what do you think about this neighbor? Something like that.
Right.
So it is nice to have access to talk to the neighbors.
Yeah, it's not nice to be blacklisted, to be shunned.
No.
And yeah, I wonder, it's kind of weird because like it feels like you have reason to be mean to at least the neighbor that drives on your lawn. Like,
yes.
I don't think these two things should be. One doesn't preclude the other. Like maybe they're mad that your water went out into the alley, but like you can separate from that, just be like, you can't drive on my grass. That's not allowed.
That's obviously worse than the water that evaporates, right, Daryl? Come on, Cliff, back me up here.
I think if it were me, I would actually see if there was another solution for where the sump pump water could go. Like, is it 100% has to go to the alley? Like, because if you're,
I mean, you're
block,
not going to drink it and piss it out into a toilet, that's completely untenable. There's no way.
Yeah, because it's several inches of water in a full basement, so you can't drink
it's probably
all
like
of that.
It's probably toxic in some regards.
Yeah.
At most, I mean, you can have like a glass and hope for the best, but that's not helping.
It's not
anything.
Solving the problem of the flood. Yeah.
Yes,
and why would you do that? Why would
just
you
to prove that?
That
you're willing to be a team player, but I wouldn't recommend that either.
Then don't float it like that. You're saying it casually, like it's an option that would not.
I think
be
it's not an option.
It's not. An
I think
option.
It's not even an option.
Yeah, why bring it up?
Yeah, you keep why talking about fucking drinking toilet water as a means of like, I don't know, some finding some middle ground with these monsters.
Yeah, and you think it could work?
I don't. Not at all.
Okay.
It's absurd.
Yeah, I agree.
It's almost as dumb as like, just like think of random dumb idea X. Like don't do that. Don't
let's not think of random dumb idea X because we're trying to come up with actual constructive good ideas.
True.
Right? True.
True.
True that. True that. Why don't you stop talking? Why don't you stop talking?
Wow. And the truth comes barreling out.
This How isn't do you an like equal that? Conversation. Because one guy has an idea and the other guy says, I wouldn't drink the water. Yeah. Yeah. You're
Episode
not smart
612.
Enough. Right.
And finally, Jake's got it. He's had enough, everybody. Oh, no. What'll I do without
you? You can't go toe-to-toe with a real person that has real ideas because you're sort of just playing this character of like,
yeah,
I think this is obviously dumb.
It's so stupid.
It's like, right, it is stupid. Yeah. It is stupid. But you can't come up with a good idea. All you can do is come up with your actual ideas and then say they're stupid because they are.
Right.
But it's like you need to call them out and that's the only way.
In order to like sort of defend myself against this invisible army or some shit. All things
it's
bizarre.
A straw man. It's a straw man.
Straw man. Yes.
It's a straw man. It's a bad faith argument.
Yeah. It's a logical fallacy. There's no way you can put a sponge the size of a fucking Volkswagen in your basement and have it soak in the water. That's not anything, right?
I think I would see if there was another place the water could go. And then you could go to your neighbors with a clear conscience and be like, I tried to see if there's any place the sump pump water could go. It seems like it's always going to go in the alley. So I'm sorry. And I think like coming to them hat in hand, just being like, the options are water goes in the alley or it floods my basement. What would you have me do?
Flood then, the basement, I think.
Right.
That's what they'll say.
It's possible. I think it's probably not because people tend to be more judgmental of things that they don't actually understand. So like to them, they're like, oh, this asshole chose to fucking spray his water all into the alley.
Yeah.
But you're saying the pipes are designed this way. It's the only place it can go. And the other option is that my house floods. They would probably be like, okay, well, at least you talked to us. At least you told us. So that's what you have to do.
Ugh, fine. That's what I'll do. I'll talk to my neighbors about where my water should go.
Barring that, you can drink all of it and piss it into the potty or get a big sponge and soak it up and actually wring that out into your mouth and then swallow that and then piss that into the potty.
Sort of like a positive feedback loop of sorts.
Exactly, yeah.
Circle of lifestyle.
Precisely.
All right, let us know how it goes.
Keep us posted.
And if you guys have your own questions, please don't hesitate. We need more cues to A at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're running
low. That's right. Running low. Running low, folks. So let us know about your problems.
Running low, let us know. And you can watch more of us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja!
Yeah, we're watching Jake and Amir episodes, commenting on them. It's been fun.
Yep.
Highly recommend.
Oh, yeah.
And you can also send theme songs, much like... Who was it that sent the... I don't know if we ever said who sent the general cleanliness.
I don't think we did. And that's a great theme song. We did them a disservice.
A dishonor. Mm-hmm. Okay. Promotion is in order. He co-hosts the Hardy and Sons podcast that goes chapter by chapter through the Hardy Boys series.
Oh, nice. I think I've heard of that show.
This is funny. You can find it at hardyandsons.dentist.
It's perfect.
I didn't know check that out was the a podcast. Domain extension. Hardyandsons.dentist. These guys look funny. My full name, all lowercase, no spaces, .com. That's his URL is http://// my full name, all lowercase, no spaces, .com.
Oh my God.
We got a jokester on our hands, folks.
I love it.
He's creative. All right. That was Sean Hotley. So thank you to Sean. Sorry we got to your promotion at the end. But at least we got to it. And thanks to you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And of course, we'll be back next Monday.
Indeed.
Ciao for now.
Bye.
There was a decorated co-host with a mic of gold that spoke weekly to a chipmunk who's old and
logged episodes of advice that they have told. A Casanova in his own time. But on the eve of your promotion or your second date, the old co-host was locked into discussion so heated in debate with a frail uncle who struggled to find the word he muttered to earn the turdy. So email, if I were you, the podcast, these two Jews will outlast your sophomore year relationship. You said I love you too fast, so they've put you on blast right before this Squarespace ad.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.